if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to
borrow some.
And during the Depression, money was real
scarce, hard to get.
And if you were talking about what kids do on a diving board, and you were watching them, and you'd say, "Well, yeah, I was watching those kids, that little boy yesterday, and he
dove."
And you say, "But it's for me. I have never
dove."
And when you dive in the water and you land on your stomach, you call that a
belly buster.
And when a little kid like puts his head on the ground and kicks his legs over, you say
somersault.
And if you were watching some kids swimming, and you were talking about you saw them yesterday, you'd say, "Well, yesterday he
swam."
And like he swam all the way across the creek, but it's for me, I have never
swam, that's all.
And a person, after he went down for the third time, you say he
drowned.
And before a baby can walk, it has to
crawl.
And if you were looking at a big mountain, you might say, "Boy, that'd be a hard mountain to
climb."
Now, a friend of mine
climbed.
But in my lifetime, I have never
climbed.
Don't think too hard.
Clum just wouldn't come out.
I'm running. Oh boy. If a person wanted to hide behind like a sofa or a low ledge or something, they'd have to
creep or crawl.
Yeah, and if they were to get down, they'd have to
squat.
And a little child was saying his prayers, and he went over to his bed and
knelt.
And if you're tired, you say, "I'm going to go and
lie down."
And talking about something you saw in your sleep, you say, "Well, this is what I
dreamed."
And you might say, "I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up."
And when you bring your foot down on the floor like this, you say you're
falling.
And if a boy saw a girl at a party or something and he wanted to accompany her home, he might say, "May I
take you home?"
And if your car got stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push it out.
Or put a rope on it and
pull it out.
If you were talking about something heavy like a suitcase, and instead of saying, "I carried it," you might say, have you ever heard anybody say,
drug it?
Have you ever heard anybody say, "Toted it"?
Yeah, toted.
And if a child came in the kitchen, and you might say, "Now that stove's real hot, so
don't touch it."
And if you needed a hammer or something, you might send somebody for it and say,
fetch it.
And
get it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you tell a dog or an animal or something to fetch it.
Uh-huh. But if you were talking to a person, you'd probably be more likely to say,
get it.
Mm-hmm. I might be talking about throwing the ball, and you'd say, you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And then you might say, "I threw the ball and he
caught it."